Tommy McNeil. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has addressed U.S. lawmakers at the Capitol. He was urging them to consider the importance of global commitments at a time of tension in the Asia-Pacific and keep skepticism in Congress about U.S. involvement abroad. Kishida is in Washington this week visiting President Joe Biden as the White House completes hosting each leader of the Quad. That's an informal partnership between the U.S., Japan, Australia, and India that is seen as an important step to countering China's growing military strength. On Thursday at the Capitol, Kishida was addressing many Republicans who urged the U.S. to take a less active role internationally in line with the ethos of Donald Trump, or ethos of Donald Trump, I should say, presumptive Republican presidential nominee. Some Muslims and Arab American leaders have grown frustrated with the outreach from President Joe Biden's White House as the war in Gaza drags on. They say private meetings with officials at all levels of the administration have failed to lead to meaningful changes in U.S. support for Israel, and that now they're unwilling to continue talking. The fractured relationship could jeopardize the Democratic presidential reelection campaign and help pave the way for Donald Trump to return to the White House. Biden's team believes it still can have some productive conversation to keep an open, important line of communication. House Speaker Mike Johnson is negotiating with the White House as he prepares for the treacherous task of advancing wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel through the House. On Thursday, the House Republican leader, Steve Scalise, said Johnson has been talking with White House officials about a package that would deviate from the Senate.